Hi, I'm Avril Miller, and you're listening to Gut Talks, double G, U, double T.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maria, and welcome to Season 3 of Gut Talks, double G, U, double T, a podcast about business, design, and gut feelings. I started Gut Talks a couple of years ago to educate, spread some karma on the board, connect, reconnect, or learn from awesome entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and investors. By the way, there are no sponsors on the show, but a like, a share, comment, and hitting the subscribe button would mean a lot. Now let's get started.
So this is the next episode of our segment with Avril Miller, discussing her wealth of experience over 50 years helping businesses from housekeeping, as she calls it, to growing. Here we go. So yes, you're looking for scalability. And I've been reading books about this as well, because this is my personal frustration. Because I also don't want to be working and making money out of hours I'm working for, because it's also too limited and limiting. It's not just about money. It's about seeing how you can add value, because you touch on repeating yourself. And yes, I mean, in this field, you will be repeat, and you do repeat yourself all the time, I guess. And then at some point, you're like, I wish I recorded that, because I'm repeating it and saying the same thing again for the next 8 hours or over 52 weeks, right? So to different people. So
I think in a way, this is not at all a format that we work, because it's very different. But, you know, Steve Bartlett's The Diary of a CEO, that as a notion has been incredibly clever, because he gets very, very talented people on there in the main for them to talk about their lives, and people can dip in. So that in terms of his notion of how, and it's not even his knowledge. His knowledge is the mechanism, is the engineering behind it. My daughter did one of those, actually, and it was brilliant. You must watch it. It's very good. But yes, I think this is a really interesting thing. If you were to go back thousands of years, how did, you know, Epictetus and, you know, Archimedes and all these, and Aurelius, Marcus Aurelius, how did they transmit all their knowledge? Well, they transmitted it. Some of these things, of course, were never written down. They were only ever spoken. And there was someone else who transcribed after the event. We're in the same challenge now as to how to take wisdom. And it tends to be universal wisdom. The sorts of things we're talking about, you and I think, they're not skill specific. They're not content specific. They tend to be meta wisdom. They're things that will apply in many different locations, in many different circumstances, to many different people. And it's rather like Aesop's fables. You know, one will take out of them whatever is relevant for you at the time. So, and that's the challenge. So there's the message for you, Marie, if you can work it out for me, or any one of your listeners can work it out. How to take something which is meta and turn it into something which can be spread more universally, one to many.
Yeah, and we have 20 years to achieve that.
20 years. So I'll be very cross.
No, I mean, you say, it looks like you never want to stop, which is amazing, actually. So,
why would I can't? There is a little bit of me that would quite like. I would quite like to make more of a thing out of writing, but I suspect the writing, I want to go on to fiction. I have some fiction ideas, but I always want to get out and talk to people and teach people and motivate, etc.
Yeah, I think I didn't know where this podcast would go, with like any direction, but here I find myself you asking for like advice to everyone, like everyone who's listening.
The only way you can get anything in life is to ask, and you never know who is out there thinking, I know how to do that. You have to ask the universe. You have to ask the universe. You have to get it out there.
No, for sure. And I'm happy to chat also offline after, because I think, well, if I may give my 2 pence worth, since you're asking, I'm the first one to, before we publish this episode, the most difficult part for you, from, you know, the 20 minutes I got to know you from, would be to let go of this face-to-face, one-on-one idea.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And taking this to the next level. And I think once you want to push for that, then the rest can be, I'm not going to say easy, but much easier. I mean, especially with all your experience and so on. But that's right. The challenging part. Yeah.
But, and what you've actually pulled out there, Maria, which I hadn't quite landed on before, but I got it when you were saying that, is that the reason that the one-to-one and the face-to-face or the small group together has worked for me, and this is the challenge, is that I react to whatever has happened and come towards me. So I can go in any one of a number of directions. The original purpose, the output that I want to get to, will still be there, but the how I do it will move. I might be talking about this writer or that sportsman or this thing about science. And that's the problem. Everything I do is entirely interactive with whoever I'm talking to. So there we go. There's the challenge. You've pulled it out. We're getting away from that so that the stimulus is coming back in and I can say, well, here's a better example. Here's a model. Here's a, yeah.
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe, share, or like to get notified about the upcoming episodes of this segment and upcoming segments.